The water got into the cable and your postbox, yes. which Robin was leaning on, and the electricity travelled through the postbox and electrocuted Robin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast. This is podcast 26, I believe. Firstly, apologies. Why are we apologising, Rory?
We missed a week.
We had a break week. Why did we have a break week?
Because we went on holiday.
We did go on holiday.
And two went on holiday while I was still grafting away, as I normally
Taylor, I don't think you can ever call what you do grafting.
I do graft. I work.
You spend
hard
more time shitting and sleeping than grafting.
Shitting, yeah. I do a lot of shitting, but I also do a lot of working.
Anyway, you join Taylor, Rory and I inside Big Pete, Significant Peter, outside the Autonix unit. The reason we're not inside the unit is because the top dead center lads, so we've got Edwin, Will, and videographer Ben, are working on an X5, which you will be seeing in a video soon. I'm currently looking over and I'm seeing, who is that
that's
man?
Will.
Is that
Will's legs?
Will's legs are actually entirely vertical.
Yeah, he's in the engine bay.
He is actually in the engine bay. He has become part of the engine bay. So you will get to find out about that X5 very, very soon. But so we love X5s, don't we?
What you're saying is that they've chored up our unit.
They have. Well, we were supposed to be away.
Yeah, but we weren't meant to be here.
It's been a difficult, hectic week.
Yeah.
There's been stuff going on personally.
Mm.
It's all sorted now, but it just means that we've had to shifty stuff.
Yes.
And that's the thing that people always forget, like on the podcast, you know, listeners and viewers and stuff. It's like, oh my God, podcast's not gone out or video's not gone out. Oh, you're being unreliable. It's like, actually, we got shit that goes on in our lives as well.
Yeah, we have.
Stuff happens. Mm. We're only human. Is that my phone? Sorry,
To put your phone on silent.
He doesn't know how to put his phone on silent.
He's programmed the action button to
be camera.
Yeah, I programmed it differently.
He's got the iPhone 15 with the new action button, and instead of going silent, it goes to camera.
Anyway, apologies for last week not having a podcast. We're back on it, back on the horse. So before we begin episode 26, a massive hello to Niall Green, listening from Daikoku Parking Area in Tokyo, Japan.
What? I have always wanted to go there. That is so cool.
Yeah. He sent some pictures because our internet's so shit, it couldn't actually load any of the pictures. But he said there was something for everyone. There was a Porsche, there was a BMW, and there was a hamster for you.
Okay. Have you ever seen that? It's under an underpass in Tokyo, and there's loads of mad cars there. And apparently it happens pretty much every night.
That's cool. We need to go there. We've also got Thomas Sinclair listening while helping Jack McNeil with his K-Swap jazz. Messed this one up. It just says listening into the latest podcast while changing the alternator and heat wrapping my manifold on my Mark 6.
That's John Smith.
Is that John Smith?
Yeah, John Smith.
Is it?
Yeah, John Smith. Thanks for listening.
Sorry,
John
Smith. I forgot. Yeah. Also, a massive hello to Reedish Motorsport, who are building my E46 M3 Touring.
Yeah, and I've seen that. They have done so much
the
work.
The guys at Reedish, they are so legit.
Yeah.
They are so legit, it hurts. And what was going to be you know, an M3 Touring build, you know, where we're going to take parts from my old coupe and put it in and blah, 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 has now turned into a massive, almost nut and bolt restoration.
Yes.
Everything, the whole underneath of that car, and we went, a couple of days
yesterday?
Ago to Bristol, is brand new.
Mm.
No, it wasn't yesterday. It was the day before.
Oh, yeah.
It is brand new. And I cannot wait to show everyone the work that's gone into making this E46 M3 Touring.
Mm.
I'm going to say it will be the best, most accurate E46 M3 Touring in the world.
Question?
Yes.
How much has it cost?
Question? Do we need to ask this question? So
let's just say it's probably going to cost more than his Porsche cost.
Oh. No, shut up. What? Mm. More than 40 grand?
I reckon by the time that you've done everything.
No. What?
No. Yeah.
No.
Have you included interior into this?
No. We don't worry about interior.
No. You haven't even calculated interior.
So
yet.
We're looking at probably a 25 grand build.
Okay. That's
a YouTuber
rate.
That's a YouTube build.
Yeah. I reckon Porsche price.
For normal. But I'm not an idiot. That's why I've got a YouTube channel. So I can get free shit and cheap shit.
Speaking of free shit, what have you just got for it?
Tim at EBC. If I was a bit more Taylor, I would do terrible things to you. I literally just phoned up Tim and I was like, all right, fella, you know, I've got this build going on, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you want a big brake kit, don't you? I was like, yeah. And he was like, all right, let me get back to you. And then the next message I got was, what colour do you want? So I'm going to go for yellow calipers. But yeah, Barney is going to be getting a big brake kit.
Six pot calipers.
Yeah, that is amazing. It's quite new. EBC, I don't think, have really done caliper kits before, but they've just started them now.
And genuinely, really cool. You had a look at the price. The price of that kit on EBC website isn't actually extortionate. I mean, not that I'm saying they would be extortionate, but I thought a big brake kit would be $3,000 or $4,000, but it's not, is it?
No, it's $1,700, I think, all in. And that's everything you need for it, which, yeah, like a Wilwood, how much, like Wilwood kits are usually it's like two to three grand.
A couple of grand, two and a half, something like that. Mm.
So I'm over the moon with that. I also need to speak to Scorpion about a full exhaust system. And when we went to Reedish, there's one thing that I'm desperate for with that build. And it's the most important part of the M3 Touring. Do you know what it is? It makes it very practical.
We love to see it.
Oh, a tow bar.
Yeah, yeah. So they are trying to think of solutions to make a tow bar.
That is really good.
Yeah. Now, the rear kind of bumper part, slam panel, whatever you want to call it, is made out of carbon fiber.
Mm.
So you can't bolt in a
We can
tow
cut
bar.
It.
Yeah, you could cut it. So something has to happen to that carbon fiber. It's going to be deleted in favor of pig iron, which kind of goes against the grain. But this is a situation we find ourselves in because I need that car to have a tow bar.
I cannot wait for the day when I see that car on the road with your trailer attached to the back of it with Phil on the trailer.
Yeah, doing 150 miles an hour. Right, we've also got Rebecca Snow and her boyfriend on a 5-hour journey from Cornwall. And last but by no means least, Rory's mum, Jackie. Hello, Jackie. Hope you're well.
I was actually at Caffeine and Machine the other day with Rory. We were standing there having a chat about a car or whatever, and these guys randomly walked past and just went, "Rory's mum, Jackie."
Also, I got a message from Chris Hill. He does all of our merch.
Yeah,
and he messaged me asking me the question: "So, what size does your mum wear?"
Yeah. Let's just put it this way. I've seen some mock-ups. And it's going to be nice. Your mum is going to be very well looked after.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That is brilliant.
Because we're going to see her at Shedfest, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, she will be there.
Yeah. And speaking of Shedfest, please get your tickets. There are no show car tickets available. They sold out nearly a month and a half ago now, so spectator tickets only. I've had a look at the numbers of tickets, and there genuinely are not many tickets left. So May the 4th, Mallory Park, we're expecting between now 10 to 15,000. We're now looking at the 15,000 mark.
Wow.
Yes.
That is unbelievable.
There's going to be a lot of people. It's going to be fantastic. And one question that I've been asked a few times as well, are dogs allowed? Unfortunately, they are not allowed.
Really?
I have a dog. I would have loved to have brought Maisie with me, but it's a Mallory Park rule. It's a racetrack, hard no, blanket no on no dogs.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. So if you were hoping to bring your dogs, then you can't. Please get your Shedfest tickets right now. There is a link in my bio on Instagram. And if you're watching this podcast on YouTube, then the link to Shedfest is below. Right, should we move on to what we've all been up to? Because it's been a hot minute.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a while. Rory, let's get started with you.
What have I been up to? I went on holiday.
Where did you go, Rory?
It was Iceland. Mm. Holiday was good, apart from the fact that Alex, and I'm going to put it on you.
Yeah.
He managed to infect me.
Yeah.
What'd you get? Did you get bovine TB?
I might as well have done, because I was out of commission. I have not been... Bearing in mind it's been 2 weeks, I think, since we both got ill.
Yeah, because I had that.
I'm still waking up in the middle of the night in coughing fits.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that not because you're fat?
It could be. It's just sleep apnea.
I actually have a bit of sleep apnea.
Do you?
Yeah, genuinely. Same. Yeah. I wake up and I'm not breathing and I panic. I don't know if you get that.
No, I just sleep through it.
Oh, do you? Yeah, you sleep like a monster, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'll wake up and I won't be able to breathe, and then I won't be able to get any breath, and then I'll panic.
Yeah, it's horrible. And my auntie suffers with it really badly, and she has to sleep with a special mask on and breathing apparatus.
Does that mean
apparatus.
She can go deep sea diving?
I mean, sure. Yeah. I guess so. But yeah, I have got it as well. Apparently, it's really dangerous and you could die, but you know, it is.
I mean, there's
is.
Worse things to die from, isn't there?
Yeah, if I'm dying in my sleep, I will be happy. Yeah, I like sleeping.
Okay. So, good to know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Iceland, how long were you away for and how were the adventures?
So, I was away. I was away for 5 days, 4 nights with Ellie.
Yeah. Poor Ellie. Ellie, sack him. Get rid of him.
And then I was like going, you know, and I landed and then I was like going, you know what, we're going to be on the road all the time. We're going to be driving everywhere. So I upgraded our little Jimny that we had like a Jimny.
What?
I love a Jimny.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't upgrade a Jimny.
No.
A Jimny is already a life upgrade.
Well, so I upgraded to a new Defender.
No, that's a downgrade.
No, it is not. It was lovely.
How did that work out
for
you?
Saw it parked outside our apartment that I was looking at from the bedroom window because I was ill. I couldn't leave it.
I remember I FaceTimed Rory while he was there and Ellie was so unimpressed at how much he had spent on this Land Rover Defender. I genuinely thought she was going to punch him.
How much was the upgrade?
So I did kind of mess up slightly.
Was it?
Because
you mess up with cars?
Yeah, no. So I looked at the Defender and I saw the price and I was like going... So I didn't... Actually, no. All right, I'm going to have to own up to this because I know that Ellie would dob me in otherwise. I actually messed up because I booked the Jimny for the wrong airport.
Oh, for what?
Bearing in mind, Iceland's not very big, but apparently there's two airports.
Okay. How far away is this airport?
It wasn't too far. It was only like 50 minutes or something like that. Like, but from where we landed. But in Iceland, everything, like taxis and stuff like that, cost a fortune.
Yeah.
So anyway, I managed to cancel it. And then I was rebooking it. And then at that point, I was like going, yeah, in the car. So I booked the Defender. And then when I booked the Defender, I realized I actually only booked it for 3 days instead of the five that we were there. So when the price that I was looking at, I was like, oh, it's only an extra £100 more than the Jimny. And it turns out it was double the Jimny.
Double the Jimny?
Double the Jimny.
It's double the Jimny, but it's definitely not double the car.
No.
Jimny's the best car. Okay, in weight, but not in terms of like prowess
the Jimny,
on the road.
Like, have you done long distance driving in Jimny's?
Yeah. No, I have, yeah.
Of course he has.
No, not that Jimny.
Question, was it a new or old Jimny?
It was a new Jimny.
Oh, you're stupid. You should have stuck with the Jimny.
You should have stuck with the Jimny.
Yeah, which I then also then found... I should have stuck with the Jimny when we got to our first apartment. It had an underground car park and the fucking Defender wouldn't even fit in it.
Oh, no.
It was so big.
Oh, no.
So, question. How much was the Defender per day?
£180
a day?
Not 108. £180 a day? For how many days?
Well, it's four days on actual 24-hour periods.
So, did you have 4 days worth of Defender usage?
No, that wasn't included in the insurance.
How much was insurance?
The insurance was another £50.
Just a flat £50, just on top.
A day.
A day. A day. So let's do the math. So 2, 4, 6, 8. We're nearly £800.
It was £800 and something. Yeah.
Oh.
Question.
Yeah.
Did the Defender cost more than the holiday?
No, but my brother went to Iceland, and my brother, like, you've met him. He's like the king of doing things on the cheap. He loves finding deals and everything like that. His whole trip to Iceland, including car hire, food, and everything, was cheaper than just my Defender. Including his flights and everything.
So you spent over £800 on the Defender. How many days usage did you get out of it?
Two.
Jesus Christ, man. Oh my God.
Such a nightmare.
You are so shit with cars and money, aren't you?
That wasn't even my fault, though. I thought we would be out driving, because in when you do in Iceland, it is literally road trip, road trip, road trip.
Yeah. And what did you end up doing?
Hotel room, die. Hotel room. Oh. Yeah.
Well, so, if there's any consolation, I wasn't much better.
Yeah. So we both pretty much had the exact same sort of fever, flu and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we both
terrible.
Decided to go to a cold weather country. So.
We did, yeah. And I went up in the mountains as well, where the altitude definitely didn't help either.
No.
Where did you go?
No, that wouldn't.
Oh, I went to near Morzine.
Morzine.
The French Alps. Snowboarding. But yeah, I'll get onto that in a minute. But yeah, I was knocking on death's door.
Yeah.
Especially trying to snowboard down a mountain at like 2,000 feet above sea level. I was wheezing and I was like that fat kid at the back. And I hate being that fat kid at the
you
back.
Were like me.
Do you know what? I know exactly. Like, Ellie decided that we would go up this hill. It's when I just found Taylor, actually. And I felt all right that day. And then it wasn't until we then walked down like this little bit all the way to the beach bit, and then we then decided to walk back up. Halfway up, I genuinely thought I was going to die.
Really?
I'd lost my breath. I couldn't even catch anything.
You're such a lump. I don't think that's because you were real though, Rory. I've just literally seen you waft 4 French fancies down your gob.
Yeah, and I took a picture of those. Yeah, yeah. So if you've seen my stories on Instagram, you'll have seen.
They were lovely.
yeah, just Rory's gut just descending into chaos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a bit hot in here. Should I open the sunroof?
Yeah.
Hang on. Where's the key?
Oh, bear with us. Wait. Oh.
Oh,
there you go. What do they call it when you listen to the sound?
ASMR.
ASMR. There you go. You got some asthma.
Asthma.
You're welcome.
And then, yes, I did that and slowly managed to recover.
Yeah.
My E28.
Oh.
Don't talk to me about E28s.
Oh,
you start.
Shit.
So
remind everyone about the E28.
You guys haven't actually seen the E28. I bought it. I did a really good deal actually, because I traded it for my X5 with Taylor.
That's a funny one.
Which has blown up.
Has gone really well.
Yeah,
actually blown up.
It's I hate it. I absolutely despise that car.
Is it because it's an X5?
No, it's just because it's an E70 and Rory used to own it. And
I think X5s have just got worse, which we'll touch on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my E28 is in the body shop. I bought a Hartke front lip for it. It was a remanufactured one. I booked it in with Ty.
Ty. Waltham Abbey Crash Repair Centre.
Waltham Abbey Crash Repair Repair Centre, yeah. Very good. But yeah, he's doing the paint for it. And anyway, he phoned me up last night and he was telling me, going, "Buff, your car, it's shit." And basically there's a lot of rust. And then this front lip that I've got, he's just saying that it will not fit.
Really?
He's given me the choice of either just not doing it, or he said that he could maybe do it, but it would involve a lot of fabrication. And even then, it wouldn't be perfect.
How is it so bad?
I don't know.
Where did you get it from? eBay?
eBay, yeah. He's just saying that the holes don't, like, for where the indicator and the fog lights go, don't fit. The way that it's meant to fit around the front, it just doesn't, like, bend round. So it's sort of sticking out. And he's just saying that it needs, you know, usually body kits and stuff like that need work. He's saying that this is going to actually need, like, cutting and, like,
so you're actually building the car around this front lip, not the other way around.
But I feel like I've spent, because I spent like 280 quid on that front lip. I feel like I've got to go with it. So he's given me the option. He's saying, I think you should just go back to stock and I'll fix that all up for you. But I feel like I've just got to go with it.
Oh, you've got to put the lip on.
I've got to put the lip on.
You've got to zhuzh it up.
Yeah, I've just got to go with it.
We've got to get it ready for show season.
We have.
We do.
Yeah.
Because that's your project car, isn't it?
That is my project. That is the car I want to be taking around shows and get it all nice and everything.
But it's still got a 520 engine.
Which that is going to change.
Okay, we're going to shove that in the bin and put something zhuzhier in it.
Yeah, I think I am going to. What do you think I should put in it?
V12.
Put an EV motor.
Oh,
if there's
God.
Anything I've learned over the last few weeks, is that God. Elon Musk is an absolute visionary. And if anyone says anything bad against him, then
given the opportunity and you had that car with no engine in it, would you put an EV motor in it or an M57?
It's a copy M57.
oh, dear.
Yeah, so I don't know. I could put an M54 in it.
Why didn't you take mine?
The thing is, right?
Yours is very high mileage.
Yeah, just get it rebuilt. It'd be all right. It'd be brilliant.
The thing is, Rory, you've already got something with an M54 in it. Would you not fancy something a bit different?
I would like a V8 in it.
Would you?
That is what I would like in
it. The problem with that is actually really hard to fit a V8 in an E28 because it's got a steering box.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a bit difficult to do that.
So Reedish have a customer who they've done a rebuild on his engine. And he has an S54.
You own S54, your E28. Well, no, you won't because it's very expensive.
No, it's far out of the price range of that car.
That would be the best option, really. Or an S50, which is an E36 M3 engine.
How much is one of them?
Yeah, a bit cheaper than an S54.
By a bit, is it a lot cheaper?
Yeah, a fair bit, yeah. It depends who you pick one up.
No, no, is it a lot cheaper?
It doesn't matter the price of the engine, though. It's getting it in there.
Oh, no, that's the easy bit. That is the easy bit. We can glue the life out.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah.
Did you know, this is a true fact, that any BMW engine will fit in any BMW?
Any BMW engine will fit in any BMW. Okay, right.
No. You need to change that, because I'm pretty sure I heard that off Josh, and that is only of the same generation.
Any BMW engine of the same generation will fit in any BMW.
Okay, how about this? BMW S54 in a BMW
C1. A C1?
Mm-hmm.
What's a C1?
It's their little moped, you know, the enclosed roof.
Right, we can make it happen.
Yeah. So that'll just fit in, will it?
Someone's put a Dodge Viper V10 on a motorbike before, so I'm sure that'll work.
But that'll just straight swap, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it really?
Same engine mounts.
Is it really? Yeah. Imagine that. I'm sure it's a C1, isn't it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the motorbike with the roof.
Yeah, yeah, moped with the roof.
Yeah.
BMW.
Do you know what Bruno has down at his at the moment?
Hello, my name is Bruno.
Which I really like.
What?
I've always kind of fancied. Do you know what a BMW Z1 is?
Yeah, the one with the doors that go down.
Yeah, I always like those. They're really cool. And the one that he's got is S50 swapped. So it's got the engine from an E36 M3 in it.
Or as Bruno calls it, the engine.
The engine. Yeah, they're really cool, yeah.
Speaking of BDS Motorsport.
Yeah.
So that's my other bit. Bruno said... It may run slightly longer, but he said that I should have my Z4 back by the end of this month.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't quite get a straight answer on whether it's going to be fully stage 4, as he keeps saying, or whether it's going to be like a stage 3.
What
I don't
stage
know.
4? Is that a new engine?
Stage 4 is like, he wants to take it to like 310, 320 horsepower.
Jesus Christ.
Which is what, 258 stock? Mm. And that's NA. Mm.
Yeah.
That's not far off S54.
No, so no. That will be, I think he's got to do exhaust manifolds, inlet manifolds.
How much are you valve paying for this?
I don't know.
Okay, you're still not discussing the whole payment thing, right?
No. Speaking of Bruno and paying, I'm spending a lot of money with Bruno at the moment.
Are you?
Mm.
What are you spending on?
So Bruno is currently rebuilding the cylinder head from my E28.
Yeah.
Which we will touch on in a moment. He's also going to be rebuilding the engine on my E28.
The what?
The engine. Yeah. He's also... I've ordered some parts through Bruno.
Oh, yeah.
That I have wanted to buy for 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years. So this year, in fact, this month is my 10th year anniversary of owning my 635
CSI. When you
stole the 635,
when you actually stole it.
Yes. Yeah. It's actually 10 years to this very month.
Just think, there's a poor man out there who's his 10-year anniversary from when his car got stolen.
Oh, stolen. Shut up. Yeah. He's about to go to that poor lockup and take it out and restore
Brilliant.
It.
Brilliant. If any of you listeners haven't seen the video that we did on it, it's...
I wouldn't bother.
How I got... what is it? This loophole means you can get a car for £25.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And
it was very unpopular.
It was the first video that I ever done on YouTube. First time I was ever on camera.
Yeah. And it's been downhill since then.
And funny. And
no, it has.
No, it actually has. It's done like 1.6, 1.7 million views.
And it is our most viewed video at 1.7 million
downhill.
Views.
Downhill, yeah, yeah, yeah. So no, you need to up your game.
Right.
You started too strong.
You need to up your game.
No. I've always been consistently shit.
So anyway, it is our most viewed video. It's got a fantastic story, that car. I've had it for 10 years. Ever since I bought it, ever since I got it, I have wanted to fit a set of ITBs to it.
Explain what ITBs are.
Individual throttle bodies. So like trumpets. You know when you open the bonnet of an old car and you've got six open polished trumpets in the engine bay? And a standalone ECU, a high lift cam, and a six branch stainless steel exhaust manifold.
Oh.
And I've ordered the lot.
That's going to sound very good. What's it going to do for power?
What's it going to do for your wallet?
The wallet I would not like to discuss at the moment, because my wallet is non-existent. In fact, I've had to sell the wallet to pay for all of this stuff.
Did I give you a wallet?
What are we talking?
So far, I've spent
Is this just on ITVs?
Yeah. No, this is on... So I haven't ordered the exhaust yet, but do you want to know how much I will have spent once I've ordered the exhaust, which I'm going to probably do this week?
Yeah. £3,500.
£3,500.
God, you could have got like five Land Rover Defender
rentals.
Think
of the cars you could have... Yeah, exactly. You could have not used a Land Rover for five days. Yeah.
Think of the noise.
So ITBs, right, for anyone who doesn't know, individual throttle bodies.
Yes.
They're not really a power mod, are
no.
they? It's just, it's aesthetic and it's noise.
Noise. Oh, the noise, yes.
So you're doing all of this for noise?
Noise, and the cam will give a bit of power and torque, and so will the exhaust manifold.
Yeah.
And a standalone ECU.
A standalone ECU. Yeah. I'm going to try and aim for as close to 300 brake as possible.
That's a good number.
Mm.
That's a very good
number. And what's it stock?
220.
So it's big. That is big power.
Yeah. It won't be a speed machine, but I want it to be the experience of driving it. The
bit
noise,
like you, isn't
it? Yeah. The noise, the you
noisy.
Know the way it revs, the torque. They're very torquey
very
engines.
Talky,
engines.
Yeah. Engine.
And yeah, I'm super excited. I can't wait to get it all fitted, tune it, zhuzh it.
And then sell it.
Give
you
And then take it on a road trip, maybe.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, well, I say hopefully, it will be at Shedfest as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully with the bonnet open and...
Fantastic.
With my trumpets on display.
That'd be lovely. Is that us caught up with your...
Yeah, that's me.
You got ill, bought a car, didn't use it.
Rented a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then my other car's fallen apart. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. How is the E46?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Yeah, no, that had a little breakdown on the way to Reedish.
I was on the phone to Rory the other day, and he was like, I think I'm breaking down. I was like, what's wrong, Rory? He was like, I've got a terrible vibration. I went, oh, I'm sure it'll be all right. And then all I heard was, oh my God, it's getting worse. Really, really quickly, it's getting really bad.
Oh,
and then he pulled over
and
he was like, oh, I can smell burning.
So I didn't, you know, after I got off the phone with you, I made a really bad mistake.
Mm.
So I the vibration turns out it was coming from a seized front brake. But and I mean, like, it was genuinely like regenerative braking going on. It was really bad. But I was going around.
That's like what you get on a Tesla.
That is, yeah, which is the
best
car in the world. Yeah,
here we go.
And Elon Musk is a visionary.
But yeah, I went around and I was touching, because you said to check the bolts, because we may have not.
Someone's
at the door.
I'll let Rianne deal with that. Rianne, would you mind getting the door, please?
Yeah.
Someone's at the door, Rianne.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, so we may have had a few issues with not doing up bolts properly on wheels.
All right. Wheels have never fallen off. It's just bolts that have just
and
left
the wheels
the chat.
Have nearly fallen off.
A wheel has nearly fallen off.
But did you die, though?
No, but we probably will one day, because we've got a track record of leaving wheels.
So anyway, I went around checking all the bolts, and I got to the wheel that was obviously on fire, but I didn't really realise that. So I touched the wheel bolt just instantly, because I just, you know, you just go in. I didn't expect it to be that hot.
Mm-hmm.
I touched it. I just went, oh, and then realised the wheel was on fire.
Jesus.
Brilliant.
Is that new fixed?
Yep, that's me done. I'm just broken.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do look quite broken.
I'm very broken.
What
did
you do? Put a new caliper on it?
No.
What did you just drive at home?
I just kept driving.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, the brake disc is black now.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
All right. I'll fill you in on what I've been up to, because I've got a very bad short-term memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't remember. So, according to my notes here...
Have you written down what you've been up to?
Of course I've written down. I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did yesterday, let alone a week ago. Okay, I have an X5, fantastic car.
Yeah.
However, it's developed an issue. And Rianne and I were going snowboarding. We went to Morzine, as I touched upon. And the plan was, you know, you've got to go in the mountains. You need a 4x4.
Mm.
And the plan was to take the X5. It was all booked on the ferry, lovely. And then the week before, stuff's been just becoming a little bit wrong with that car. And I think the transfer box is maybe a little bit unhappy, and some bushes and now starting to squeak a little bit. And I just don't feel comfortable driving that. So, you know, remember when we bought Rianne the Mini Clubman?
Mm. Yes.
I was like, hey, Rianne, why don't we take your car and do 1,700 miles in a week? And yeah, it'd be great, wouldn't it? I didn't tell her that it was the only option. There was literally no other option to take.
Well, it was either that or a Tesla.
It would have taken me bloody 7 days to get to Morzine. But yeah, long and short of it is, we loaded up the Clubman 1.5 three-cylinder, and we took it to France, and it was fantastic. I cannot rave more about that car than I will do now. It's economical, 44 mpg at like 80 miles an hour in Europe. You're allowed to do 80. Speed limit's 130 kph. Comfortable, refined, really stable at speed. And it's such a good car. And I've always hated on Minis before.
How's the radar cruise control?
Radar cruise control is actually very good and also very annoying.
Oh.
Because I'm quite impatient. And if someone pulls in right in front of me, I want there to be no more than a 30 centimeter gap.
Okay.
Just so they know I'm there.
Yes.
And if they do that, they pull out on me, then the car's like, oh my God, you're going to die. And then it backs off completely and it goes from like 80 miles an hour to like 65.
Yeah.
And then it just waits until everything's secure and safe. And then it will start speeding up, by which time there's someone right up my ass and then people are undertaking me.
I think the thing I've learned with radar cruise control is you just have to just not look where you're going.
Yeah, just close your eyes.
Just close your eyes, and then it works really well, because then you don't care about who's behind you.
Yeah,
and this is what a lot of people do in the middle lane.
Because
they just stick radar on, and then they're just like, look, if someone wants to overtake, they can get in that lane.
I get that now, and now I understand why people are shit drivers. But when I found that people were like cutting in front of me, as you do, you know, you want to get into the faster lane, I would just literally put my foot on the floor. On the mat, and then just go through that radar section, and then just override the car. But no, that car is really, really good. So super happy. Like I said, did some snowboarding with Gareth and his wife. Rianne doesn't really snowboard or ski. So on the days that I wasn't snowboarding, we were looking at like waterfalls and going up mountains and stuff. It was very,
that's really
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
But I was very ill.
Rianne
was also ill. And yeah, having fevers and literally no more amount of stuff has come out of my lungs than in that 1 week.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever coughed up as much green, but like it's like it was chunky green stuff.
Yeah, it was proper chunky.
So much so where I thought like I was throwing up and bits were coming back up.
Yeah,
but turns out it was just green phlegm.
Yeah, I woke up like in the middle of the night just coughing, and then this lump came out of my throat, and I was like, oh, I'm not getting up. So I just took the lump out of my mouth and I just put it on the other side of the bed. Like a bit of chewing gum. I did come back to it in the morning because I was a little bit hungry and I took a nice but no, it was rough. And I'm still not 100%. My voice isn't completely back to normal, but if you look at the last week's episode, for example, where we gave back the Range Rover to Alex, in the voiceover it's like, oh no, I sound like
David Attenborough.
And now we are giving the car back to young Alex. That's what I've been up to. What else? You know, I got done for speeding.
Oh yeah.
Still waiting to hear back from Midlands Police or something like that. So I don't know if I'm going to get the what do you call it, that course you need to go speed awareness course, or if I'm just going to get points. I'm really, really hoping it's a speed awareness course, because I've heard from good authority that it is so shit and so boring that I will never speed again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whereas if I get points, I'm just going to on purpose just speed everywhere.
Yeah, just to get your money's worth.
Yeah, because I'll be like, look, I'm a badass now. I've got a criminal record when it comes to cars. So I'm going to drive like a yob. So I'm waiting for that, and I have news. So we went to Cafe de Machine, the Bowl, didn't we?
Yes.
Or was it Hill? It's a Bowl.
The Bowl.
The Bowl is
Bedford.
The new one.
Yeah, Bedford. Yeah, yeah. To meet up with Chiro from Petrol Hedonism to talk about Shedfest and like all the goings on and blah, blah, blah. Chiro is very good friend. I've just noticed, sorry, you know how we've like upgraded Big Pete?
Just don't look at it too closely.
ADHD. We've upgraded Big Pete. We've got a screen on Big Pete.
A Taylor installed it.
I installed it very well. But the screen actually takes out like 15% of the vents.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But why? That's shit.
No, because your vents only point left, so it's fine. It goes to the left of it.
Yeah, but it's still taking up. So,
but you need a big telly so you can watch YouTube while you're driving along.
This also looks shit because this is silver.
We'll colour code that.
It's all right. We'll get it painted when we need to get another bonnet painted.
But anyway, sure. Back to...
Sorry, I left everyone on a massive cliffhanger.
His so ADHD Chiro, was flaring up.
Chiro is friends with Ant from Autosportivo, the owner of Autosportivo.
God, yeah.
Yeah. Anne arrived at Cafe the Machine in a car that was very close to not only my heart, but our hearts.
Yes.
He arrived in Fabrizio, the high mileage Fiat Coupe that we effectively wrote off.
Yeah, because we tried to paint it.
Yes.
And
Rory wrote it off.
No, it was already written off.
Well, we did quite a good job until Rory came along.
The colour part was good.
Yeah.
It was blue, and that's what we wanted. And then Rory had a little hissy fit, and he took the clear coat, and then he just went, shh.
And ruined it.
And it ran. It ran
in loads of other places as well.
No, you started it. No, you actually started it. It was fine.
You guys did an equally shit job.
Right.
That car looked terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, so the car sat for ages, didn't know what to do with it. And then I said to Ty, who's the body shop guy that we use, Ty, please deal with it. Took it to Ty. It sat for like 3 months, 6 months. And no matter what they tried, they couldn't get the paint to sit on the car because it kept on shrinking.
The primer kept shrinking.
We did something stupid.
Yeah, it needed a bare metal respray.
Bare metal?
Bare metal. Bare That's metal. Bare metal, fam.
Bare metal, isn't it, fam? and after 6 months, Ty quite rightly said, right, Alex, I'm done with it. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
So at the same time, we were doing our Scotland road trip. You bought the Alfa.
Yeah.
I bought the RX-8 and you had the Range Rover.
Yeah.
And the Alfa needed work. So I said to Anne, could you do work on the Alfa? Can you get it road legal? Which he did. And I said, instead of giving you actual money, how about I give you Fabrizio back as payment? And he was over the moon. He was overjoyed. Mm. And he's done a little bit of tarting up. He took it to the body shop and they have done a respray. And it looks like a
presentable.
Respray. It looks presentable from
it's a color
5 meters away.
Yeah.
But it's not as bad as... as I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know how much he actually paid for the respray?
Oh, it was cheap, wasn't it?
Yeah. Have a little guess how much he paid for a full body respray.
I can't get a full body respray for less than $2,000.
£300.
What?
Yeah.
He was like,
how did you even get the materials that cheap?
I don't know.
Did he nick them?
He said to her, oh, maybe he's Italian. Joke!
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. but yeah, so he presented it to me and I was, I knew at that moment that I had to buy Fabrizio and have Fabrizio because that circle has not closed.
No.
That story has not been told yet. I said to Anne, I want it. And he was like, oh God, do you really want it? Oh no, because he really likes it. I said, how much does it owe you? And he said, 800 quid. And I said, I'll give you 500 quid.
you cheeky kid.
You've got to try, don't you? And then he said, no. And then I said, all right, I'll give you what it owes you, 800 quid. And we shook on it. So I am now the proud owner of Fabrizio again.
That is really exciting.
That is very cool. The funny thing was, though, as Ant left Cafe Machine on that day, I was like, oh, sounds great. And then he just booted it and it dropped a cylinder. It was like, vroom, vroom, blah, blah, blah,
blah. I didn't know this.
There's work to do. Yeah. So I don't know. It could be a plug or it could be something like that.
Well, the body's come off the chassis.
The body has come off the chassis. But yeah, I am now the owner of Fabrizio. So we are going to do an episode where I go and collect Fabrizio and then do an actual road trip.
That is really cool. Okay. I like that.
I love that car. Five-cylinder goodness. Well, four-cylinder goodness all the way.
Yeah. Well, there's only one country we can take that to.
Germany.
Yeah. Okay.
Spain.
Barbade.
Italy.
Portugal.
Maybe I need to get something Italian and we should go on a little Italian...
Italian Riviera.
We need to go on an Italian quest to get some Italian lunch.
we could pick up some Italian fellas.
Oh, that'd be nice.
We could go to Domino's.
Rory, we could find
me. Oh, Papa John's.
Yeah, or... imagine if we went all the way to Italy and got a bloody Domino.
We get it wrong and get Pizza Hut. Jesus Christ.
Well, we'd go there and get a McDonald's like we did in when we went to Monaco. Imagine going all the way to Monaco.
They don't call it McDonald's.
They call
it Bup Donald's.
Well, imagine going all the way to Monaco. You're sat on this beautiful seafront and we go, right, should we go and get a McDonald's? But we just sat in a McDonald's cheeseburger.
It was a lovely McDonald's.
It was really good. It was good. It was really good.
Yeah, that was tasty.
We parked in a nose art parking zone and ate it, so it tasted even better.
Such bad boys, aren't we? So I think that's me up to speed now with everyone. And yeah, apologies that we didn't really.
So you didn't touch on it. But obviously your X5 broke down and you couldn't go to the Alps in it. So what are you going to do with it now?
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm dedicating a whole topic to this.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just shit, isn't it? Taylor, what have you been up to?
Well, I have had genuinely one of the worst months of my self-employed career.
Do you know why that is?
Yeah.
It's because we went on holiday.
I thought you were going to say it's because he's bad with money.
No, he tells us that he's good with money.
No, I am good with money. Shut up.
Are you actually, though?
Yeah, I am. Okay. But no, genuinely, it's not just me. The whole motor trade in general has been really, really slow this month. I've spoken to loads of people in the trade. Nothing's selling. Everyone's really quiet. Even Ty. Now, I've known Ty for 7-8 years.
Ty is
like
a
that.
Body shop.
Ty is a body shop, yeah. He's a really good mate of mine. And every time I ring him up, I say, Ty, I need a job doing. Yeah, bring it over next week. I'm flat out at the moment. I'll squeeze it in for you. Every time. It's the same thing he says every time. And he actually called me last week or the week before and said, have you got any work? We are dead. We are absolutely dead. We've got nothing at the moment.
And why is that? What's going on at the moment?
I don't know. I think
the economy, isn't it, at the moment? There's a lot of stuff where I think all of this prices going high and everything like that are finally starting to hit people where they're like, maybe I shouldn't buy a new car.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but even to the point...
Shit, sorry, I've just spilled water all over myself.
Jesus Christ.
Look, I pissed myself again.
Even to the point, I went to my MOT station to get an MOT done, and they had nothing in, and they were all sat there twiddling their thumbs.
Do you mean... Sorry, you bailed him up?
No, you got silly ass. I went to an MOT station.
And he didn't. He picked up straight away.
And put the car through an MOT on a ramp.
Were they not just twiddling their thumbs because they were... just click start on the MOT test and they were waiting for it to complete.
They were playing Candy Crush.
Right? No, you silly arse.
Okay.
But anyway, so it's been really hard, but I'd sold my Alpina.
Yes.
My Alpina B3.3 that I manual converted.
That sounded like quite a nice deal, that.
Yeah, so I did a deal of £8,000 plus a Mark 1 Mazda MX-5 that I took as a Part X. And I thought, okay, well, I'd ideally wanted 12 grand for the Alpina. The Mazda was probably worth, you know, 3 grand, whatever.
Yep.
So I get 11 grand, I'm happy.
Happy.
So I did the deal. The guy was really, really nice. He was really excited to get it, absolutely over the moon, because that was a really rare car. Not only was it Alpina B3, it was a really rare colour combination, because it was Alpina blue with black interior, and they all usually come with grey interior. They're not very nice.
That's really exciting, isn't it?
Shut up. So you always take the piss out. I put that car up for sale. The amount of comments I had saying, nice 320D.
Fantastic.
So anyway... I sold it to him. He was absolutely over the moon with it. And, that was fine. I got a good amount of money for
Job
it. I was
done,
pretty
yeah.
happy. And then, obviously, the market went slow. Nothing was selling. And then I turned up at the unit on a Saturday morning, and the chap that bought the Alpina was there at the unit with the car. And I went, oh, hello, mate. You all right?
Well, he hadn't messaged you.
No, hadn't messaged me. That's just weird. Genuinely turned up out of the blue, right? Genuinely. And... I said, how are you doing? All right. And he said, I've brought it back. And I thought, nice. Yeah. I thought, me thinking he's come back for a cup of tea and a chat.
Yeah.
And we did need to exchange number plates because he gave me my private plate back.
Yeah.
And I needed to give him a couple of bits. I can't remember. I thought he'd just popped over for that and a cup of tea. And he went, no, I've actually brought it back. I'm not happy with it.
Oh.
And I said, what's wrong? And he said, I just feel like it's a bit of a project car, to be honest. And like I'm not happy with it. And bearing in mind, I priced that car at the cheapest Alpina B3 for sale and then knocked £2,000 off of it.
Yeah.
So it was a cheap car. I told him it needed a few bits, like the LPG needed to be removed.
I hadn't done that.
Done all the bodywork. I'd done loads of work to that car. It was actually really nice.
But it was actually
Did actually do quite a lot to it, but anyway, I serviced it, I put a new radiator in it, expansion tank, I did a few other bits, like it, and put a new fan on it and stuff like that. It was actually really nice. And I said to him, look, it needs a couple of little bits, it needs the LPG taken off, it wanted like a couple of little bits of trim, but he was quite happy with that. He likes tinkering and stuff like that. So he said, Jenny, I'm happy. So I said, look, what's wrong with it? He said, well, it's got a vibration when you accelerate through the gear knob. And I said, well, that'll be because it's got nylon bushes in the gear link cage, and you do get a vibration. It's a characteristic of it.
Yeah.
And it's got a single mass flywheel as well now.
Doesn't really cause a vibration on that. No. But the nylon bushes do. You can feel the gearbox through the linkage, and that's why BMW fit rubber bushes.
Mm.
But it gives it a bit of a numb feel when you've got the rubber bushes.
Yeah.
So that was that. And then he said, the parking sensors aren't working and the central locking's intermittent. I said, well, central locking I'll have a look at, not a problem. Parking sensors, I said, I'll be completely honest with you. I completely forgot to tell you. I haven't wired in a reverse light yet.
Oh, yeah.
I completely forgot. Genuinely, yeah. I said, I'm more than happy to wire it in. Not a problem. I'll sort it out, blah, blah. He said, I'm just not happy with it. I'd rather you just buy it back.
Oh, shit.
And I tried to, you know, chat to him. And I by law, didn't have to buy that car back. I'm given the opportunity as a dealer to repair it and make a good effort to repair it.
Yep.
But I didn't want to fall out of him. He was a nice guy. I was a bit upset about it because I'd put a lot of work into the car. So I bought it back off of him.
Mm-hmm.
And because
did you do a deal?
Well, this is the thing, right? In the motor trade, I've had this before. What it is it's not that he's brought it back because of the faults. He's brought it back because he's changed his mind on the car and it's not up to his expectations or whatever. I've had it before.
So he's gone on an extended test drive.
Effectively, yes. Mm. And the reason that I can tell that that's happened is because when someone brings a car back because they're pissed off of it because it's got faults, they'll say, right, I want my money back. No arguments. I've had enough of it. I'm not dealing with it. I don't want it.
Yeah.
And they will ask for a full refund.
Yeah.
When he brought it back, he said, look, I'd like my money back. I'm not happy with it. But keep 250 quid as an inconvenience. Mm. That says to me, he's changed his mind. Mm. He doesn't really like it. His financial position's changed. Whatever, I don't
know.
Maybe
his missus has gone off the wall.
Well, yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
But I've had it before. It is what it is.
Yep.
It's part of being in the motor trade. But because of the slow month I'd had and having to buy that back, it just financially, I was stressed. Which, if any of you follow me on Instagram, will see that I put a couple of my personal cars up for sale. I.e. my 540i Touring.
Which is over there.
Which I absolutely adore. And my BMW Z3. Mm. And I was so stressed out and so emotional that Luke actually genuinely came over and hugged me. And he said, don't worry about it. We'll sort it out. Because I had loads of bills coming out that month as well. And I had a couple of other things to pay for. And when I sold the Alpina, I spent all the money on the bits for the, not all of the money, but I spent some of the money on the bits for the 6 Series, like the ITBs and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I had to buy the Alpina back, I was like, oh shit, like it was
that
bad.
Hurts, yeah.
So, you know, it's been a shit month. But in the meantime, we have sold a few cars.
Yeah.
I've resold the Alpina to a really good friend of mine, Lee.
Yeah.
And his dream car was an Alpina.
Oh, wow.
And genuinely, he drove it and he was getting emotional.
Lee, like, you need to set your sights higher in life.
Right. But anyway, I love Lee. He's great. I did the NC500 with Cal and Lee. They're two best mates. They're really, really nice guys.
Are they on the
guys.
Bus?
No.
Oh, wow.
They're really nice guys, but he loves it. I took a couple of cars from him in part exchange. He's really happy. I'm really happy. It worked out really nicely. So that's good. The 540i is not for sale. I don't want to sell it. Everyone can piss off.
What's the price on it?
I absolutely love it. No.
What's the price?
Go on, someone, 30 grand, someone comes and offers you.
30 grand? Yeah, no, someone offered him 3 grand, he'd take it.
30 grand, someone's going to like, oh, I'll
but it's grey for crying out loud.
I might have to find, so just bear with me for a moment. I've got the microphone resting on my gut because I want to show you a message, right?
Mm.
So I had
How much
a message.
Did you put it up for?
I put it up for 15 grand.
Yeah.
Right. And it's worth every penny of that. So I had a message from a guy called Alex Noons on Instagram when I put it up for sale. And he sent me a message saying, would you trade in deal on Porsche Persuade You?
What?
That.
So that's a 964?
That's a 930. That is my dream car. No, I believe it's a Carrera.
Oh.
He said, would that tempt you? And I said, what are we saying?
Yeah, what did he want?
And he said, it's done 137,000 miles, left-hand drive, Germany imported in 1988, last of the G-bodies, immaculate condition, blah, blah. And I said, how much are you looking to get for it? And he said, market value, I'd say, is about 45 grand. So I said, you'd want a fair bit on top with the 540i, wouldn't you? And he said, yes, but I'm also looking for an L322. So maybe there's a deal to be done.
Oh, is this still on the cards?
Well, I don't know.
So you have an L3. Well, no, Tom's got an
L3. It's a shit one, yeah.
Yeah. So you could get an L322 for like a grand.
I don't know.
You could say it's a 5 grand car.
I'm going to get his phone number. Oh, I'm going to bell him up. There might be a deal to be done. I don't want to get rid of my 540.
Yeah, but for a Porsche, though.
But for a 930, it's my dream car.
Yeah.
Like, that is. Yeah. So, anyway.
Plus, that's an actual colour.
That has got colour on it.
Yeah, that is an actual colour as well. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. How exciting.
So, anyway, it's been a shit month. Very stressful. I've sold
a couple of... It's been a shit month, yet he's still looking at swapping that out for a Porsche. Yeah,
it's going on. So, anyway, I've sold a couple of vehicles.
Yeah.
Both to Tom Lemphill. One of them...
Yes.
...being my... Honda VFR 400.
You mean my NC30. Honda VFR?
Let's just go because Alex on the last few podcasts, you've been offering him an amount, which
$2,500, which I think is very fair. So considering the fact that there is a massive fuel leak,
it didn't have a fuel leak when I ran it,
and the rear shock is done.
Right, yeah. So just start from the beginning. Right, what did you pay for it?
I think I paid $3,750.
So. You sold it to me for $3,000.
Yeah.
So you made a loss.
Because we're friends. Yeah.
So
I was going to give you $2,500, which is less of a loss for you.
So you made a loss of £750.
Yeah.
Right. And then you offered me $2,500.
Yeah.
Which meant that I would make a loss of £500.
Yeah. Right. So I'm still at a greater loss.
Yeah. So I didn't want to make a loss from you.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, what a better way to make a loss from Tom. So I sold it to him for $2,250. And I lost £750.
Why didn't you sell it to me for $2,500?
Because I didn't want to give you the satisfaction of
But now I'm satisfied because I know that you lost even more.
No, I lost the same amount that you did.
Yeah. But you lost even more than I was going to give you.
Yeah, I know, but I just didn't
want it. So that's satisfying. Joke's on you because Tom and I were in cahoots. And he's going to sell it to me for $2,000.
No, he's not. Who's ringing? Is that me? So, anyway.
What's Tom going to do with my VFR?
I think he's going to take it on a historic race, isn't he?
He does. Yeah, he wants to take it on track. Yeah.
Tom Lemphill on that bike.
It is quite a small
bike.
He
did sit on it and he didn't really fit, but also the rear shock had just gone.
Yeah, it's...
There was nothing left of it.
Yeah.
It was a little bit soft.
So, anyway... I sold the motorbike to Tom for a fantastic loss.
I can't believe you did to me so dirty.
I just didn't want to give you satisfaction.
It's just a principle. Also, so you lost £250.
I was there when this was happening. And literally, Taylor was just laughing so much because he was like, going, you wait till I tell Alex about this.
Jesus Christ, man.
He didn't care the fact that he'd sold it for a loss. He was just so happy that you didn't buy it off him for a loss.
That's fine.
I just didn't want to give you the satisfaction.
I'm just happy you made the same loss.
Also, I didn't want to have to look at it all the time because it would upset me. And also, you just don't have the room for it, I'm afraid.
We
You've
don't.
Got too much there stuff.
Is, there's way too many
no,
bikes.
There is room.
No, KTM's...
You're riding that back tonight, aren't you?
KTM still needs a bit of work on it.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
What does it need?
An indicator.
An indicator?
Yeah, that's going to take weeks.
Oh, is it really?
Weeks. And the deal that we had was that we would get that bike
I'll
sorted.
Tell you what, I've got the bike trailer at home. I'll bring it over to yours tomorrow.
No.
I'll do that free of charge.
We need to get the indicator sorted first.
Anyway, I sold
And can I just say, my bike is the least of our unit's problems at the moment.
I'm making it my problem.
No, it's the least of
it's
our units.
It's the only thing that stresses me out.
We are,
and you're in there as well.
We are currently doing the podcast in Big Pete because there's no room in the unit.
If anyone is selling...
Because my bike's obviously taking up the whole
room.
Yeah,
you've actually ruined it. You're trying to kill the business. If anyone is selling big units in the kind of Reading vicinity...
Or renting.
Yeah. Renting or selling. If it's selling, it's got to be like less than $100,000, please. Which means that I couldn't even buy a bin for that.
A bin.
Can you just let me know if you know of any nice rental places?
Yeah.
Farms, anything.
Got to be safe. Power, toilet, office would be fantastic as well.
Yeah, and it preferably 2,000 square foot or more.
And preferably minimum. No neighbours because we're all noisy fuckers.
Yeah, exactly.
But so moving on, when he was there looking at said motorbike.
Yeah, my motorbike.
He saw a car that I own that he really liked. And he was like, I want to buy that.
I went, oh yeah.
And we had a little chitty chat and we did a little bit of negotiation and Tom Lemphill bought my Peugeot 205 GTI.
Did he?
Yeah.
The one that you've had for ages, yes. The white one.
So I've had it for just over a year. It's a Peugeot 205 GTI. Hasn't been on the road since 2002. It's really low mileage. It's ultra clean, completely rust free. It's white. It's a 1.6. And I bought it.
So I spoke to Taylor.
To Taylor or Tom?
Taylor yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was while Tom was there. And they were just about to put the car up on the ramp.
Yeah.
And there was a deal being had, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And it was $6,000 if Tom wasn't that happy with the state of it. And then it was $7,000 if he was happy with the state
okay.
of it.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know because he hasn't put it on the ramp yet.
Oh,
I don't actually know. I'm still waiting to find out.
Yeah, is it at Tom's unit?
It's in his storage. Yeah.
Okay,
so he's going to put it on the ramp one weekend.
Yeah.
He said if it's straightforward and he can get a cambo on it and a couple of other bits and it runs, he will give me £7,000 for it.
How much did you buy it for?
£800.
Oh, was this the one that you had to drag out of the man's?
Yeah, yeah. It was sat on top of a caravan.
£800. Oh, yes. Tom.
So
you'll get your motorbike money back.
Right, yeah. So we were negotiating, right? And we agreed on like $6,000 or $7,000, whatever it was. And he went, go on then. How much did you pay for it? And I went, it won't affect the sale value with it. And he went, no, I just want to know. And I went, £800. And he just started laughing. He went, you are a boy, and Chuck. So, yeah, done that. We've been quite busy just sorting loads of stuff out, trying to catch up on.
All right, let's just move on. You told us there's a story that you needed to tell
us. There is.
Which you wouldn't tell us until the podcast.
Number one, I've got a Daihatsu Copen that I bought from a scrap man. I fixed it up and I've been driving it and it is the best thing in the world.
Copens are shit though.
Copens are brilliant. Secondly, yesterday I got a phone call from Luke, who obviously works with me full time now, who was on our last podcast. And he informed me that he had crashed one of the cars.
What, one of the for sale cars?
Yes.
Okay.
We bought a car and put it up for sale and he had a customer on the way to come and see it.
Yeah.
And he had a little incident in it.
What little incident?
He was being shouted at by multiple people to move some cars because loads of people were blocked in and stuff like that. And he
at
was
your
getting,
unit?
Yeah, he was getting really stressed out. And he pulled out in this car and hit a post.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to show you a picture and you have to work out what car it is. You will probably be able to guess pretty much straight away what
Wait,
car
show it,
it
to
was.
The camera first as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 1 second. Right, so don't look.
All right, okay. Show it to the camera.
So that is, if you can see that, I don't know if you see the reflections. Yeah, you can probably tell what that is. There's the damage. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh,
that is bad. So that's my.
That's
RX-8.
Your RX-8 that you took on the Scotland trip.
RX-8.
So the damage that we're looking at is the rear. Left of the car.
So where... it's the front door, the rear door, and the sill.
Oh, shit.
And he caught it on this metal rod sticking out of the ground that the builders had put there because they were concrete in the ground.
Ooh,
and he caught it and sore, it dragged it down the side of the car.
That's a write-off.
Yeah, that would be a write-off for
that
car.
It's not great, is it?
It would be a write-off for that car.
He messaged it to me when I've had a terrible incident, blah, blah. And I never saw it at the time because I was driving.
Yeah.
And he rung me up and he went, have you seen what I've sent you on WhatsApp? And I went, no. And he went, oh, don't worry, don't look at it. I've sorted it out. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
He's
whatever.
Sorted out. He's fixed it.
No, he sold the car anyway.
So the car was up for sale, correct me if I'm wrong, 1,200 quid.
Yeah.
That's probably at least £600 worth of damage.
He messaged
I bought
the guy.
It for 800.
Yeah.
Gave it to Luke, didn't I?
No. You sold it to Benji.
Sold it to Benji for 400.
We bought it off of Benji for 400.
Yeah.
But we did service it, and we did the wheel alignment on it.
Did you fix the compression issue?
No, it doesn't have a compression issue. There's nothing wrong with a compression issue. We've
got it on video.
Shut up. We did that.
There's a whole video.
No, it's not.
It.
It's the compression's fine.
It's a little bit low, but it's
a little bit low.
It's a normal range.
It's got a couple of. It's got
bit
10,
like my height.
It's got 10 or 15 miles left in it, which is just enough for the warranty to run out. And he messaged a guy, he said, look, I've had a bit of an incident in it.
A bit?
Are you still interested in buying it? He said, yeah, no worries. And Luke said, oh, I'll give you £200 off. And the guy went, yeah, no problem.
£200?
Yeah,
is he joking?
Yeah. And the guy was well happy with it.
£200.
He's a keen enthusiast.
That's a £600 worth of damage.
Well, no, like, if you just get two new doors on it, then...
Yeah, the doors are cheap as chip. Yeah. They're £60 each or whatever they are, and a bit of seal is fine.
£200.
So anyway, Luke gave him £200 off. It was absolutely over the moon, and he part X'd a Mark II MX5, which he had taken to Shedfest last year and had a Shedfest sticker on it.
Oh, fantastic! That's nice.
So he is an enthusiast.
Did you say Mark 1 or Mark 2?
Mark 2. Arctic okay. edition. Mm. So yeah, Luke had a bit
so
of
so part exchanged a Mark II.
Yeah.
So what? Pretty much like a straight swap then.
No.
How much did you give them?
I can't remember. I'd have to ask Luke. But I think we got quite a good deal on it. Yeah, it's got a hard top on it as well.
So hard top alone is worth £500.
Yeah, and it's got heated leather seats.
And poor young lad.
Well, he was happy. He was over the moon.
Just offered him a written off RX-8.
Your RX-8. Yeah. He's going to take it on the NC500, and then he's not going to make it to the NC500. And then he's going to bring it to Shedfest this year.
Okay. And we had a lot of little dings. And
yeah, there's a
and
lot.
Isn't
there a lot of dents all over it?
Yeah. It's fine. Jesus he's still Christ. Very presentable. We cleaned Jesus. It. Oh,
okay. He's going to show up Saturday morning and be like, I've changed my mind.
Yeah. Not another one. But anyway.
Another one.
So, yeah, that is pretty much what I've been up to. I'm very...
Can I just say we're an hour into this podcast.
We missed a podcast.
To be fair, I think we do only have one topic really to talk
about. Yeah, yeah.
I've got a question from the audience and a bit of audience feedback as well.
Oh, and we've got the 20 questions.
20 questions, yeah. That is my turn.
Just quickly before we move on, my E28 is still with Josh Gresswell at the moment.
It's fucked. All right, let's move on.
It is absolutely fucked. He's cut the sills off of it at the moment. The inner sills are rotten. The floor pans are rotten. The front jacking points are rotten. I feel really bad for him. He's probably working on it at the moment. And yeah, but it is being done. There is still progress being made on it, and it will be finished.
Fantastic.
So yes, I think I'm going to do a V2 update on that this week or next week.
Are we going to allow that?
No, sorry.
What do you mean allow it? It's my channel.
Not enough in the room.
Yeah, is it really?
People keep saying
that. You've abandoned it. You haven't posted anything on it.
I've been having a mental breakdown. Give me some time.
There's been no content done, no nothing.
But so yeah.
What we've done, Taylor, we've actually taken it back over.
Yeah.
And we've got enough content to last us the next 6 months now.
Yeah, we're actually going to turn it into a football podcast channel as well, because we like football now, don't we?
I thought it was OnlyFans.
Only football fans.
Oh.
Yeah. Is it like OnlyFans, but with football fans?
Yeah, I think that's
it. It's disgusting. It's not going to take off. Anyway, let's move it on now to a question from the audience. And this is from a man called Keith.
Keith.
That's a good
Keith
name.
Keith is such
Keith.
A like made up name, isn't it?
No, it's a good name.
It's a good, yeah, it's a good name, but it's like.
Wait, you.
I'm having some orange juice.
Why have you. Oh, okay. Right. Anyway. Hi, Alex, Taylor, and Rory. I really enjoy listening to the podcast when I am out traveling the length and breadth of Northern Ireland for work. I'm looking for some advice I'm hoping you'll be able to help with. Over the last couple of years, I've been doing about 30,000 miles a year between work and travel, but mainly running 4 very busy kids to football and Irish dancing. I want to find a car that I can have reasonable confidence in over the next 3 to 4 years, which means it needs to cover over 100k miles. With other financial commitments, I can really only look to borrow around £5,000 to spend on the car. The cars I have been considering are, and will like this, BMW 5 Series E60, E61, or F10/F11, which is the, you know, saloon or touring version. I'd really like a 530D. Am I right in thinking the M57 is a bit less troublesome than the N57, but I'm not going to feel any hardship in a 520D? Also on the list is BMW 3 Series, E90, 91, or F30, F31. Again, I'd prefer the 330D, but could absolutely live with the 320D.
No, 330D all the way.
I've also been considering a Skoda Octavia or Superb with a 2-litre diesel engine. My concern with that is that while I'm happy to do regular maintenance, servicing, brake discs and pads, I'm not sure I could manage a timing belt on my driveway. The last one I've considered is a Toyota Auris. Not in the slightest bit fancy or exciting, but they are always considered as being ultra-reliable. If you have any time, I'd really be interested to hear your thoughts on the above cars, or if there's anything else I should consider. Regards, Keith.
E61.
F11.
Hmm. Right.
Fight me.
Trousers off.
Jesus. I personally would go with an E61 or an E91 30D. It's got to be a 30D.
It's got to be, yeah.
It's and got to be an M57.
He's got 4 kids, though. I think 3 series is too small.
Yeah. So
go 5 series.
5K on an F
11.
You'd get a shit one.
Yeah, it's a shit one. It's a shit one.
Would you?
You'd yeah, it, w- it one, would yeah. be a shit one.
Because
it would
be
a really
have...
high mileage yeah. one. Like,
I would go E61, get a 530D, not a 535, because the 535s can be a little bit troublesome. They
they're
suffer
the twin
a little,
turbo ones,
yeah, they suffer
yeah.
little turbos and stuff yeah. like that, and the injectors are under a bit more strain, so they suffer with injectors. Get a 530D, make sure it's got an M57. I'm pretty sure they all have,
yeah.
even the facelifts.
Yeah, no,
they've all
do.
Got
yeah.
M57s. You can get an iDrive upgrade and change to Apple CarPlay, so you can make it as nice as an F11.
And can I say... try and find one with comfort seats, which should be more in your price range as well at 5k, I think.
Yeah.
If you can get one with comfort seats, those are genuinely
so
the best seats I've ever sat in
yeah.
on any car I've driven.
And regarding
distance.
The 520Ds, they've got chain rattle issues sometimes, don't they?
Not all of them, but 520Ds don't tend to last as long because they're under a lot more load and they're just not as nice to drive.
And
yeah,
the engine's
nice
just not
drive.
As nice.
And
the engine.
The engine. And realistically, they don't actually do that much more miles to the gallon.
No, no. And the six-cylinder is just so much
smoother. Yeah. Oh. But yeah, I would go E61 or E60, 530D, auto or manual. They're both good. If you do get an auto, make sure you service the gearbox because no one ever services the gearbox. Make sure you use proper ZF fluid and filter, genuine stuff. And not just ATF like normal people do and then blow up the gearboxes.
Yeah. I think we're all agreed. BMW E61 530D.
Yeah. Yep.
Happy days. Mm-hmm. As for the whole Toyota Auris thing, Keith, we're just going to pretend we didn't hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We're going to...
Yeah.
You do like a Skoda Superb, though.
I do really, really like a Skoda Superb, but he is a car enthusiast and E61 is going to be way cooler, way nicer,
that's the
more
thing.
Refined.
An E61 is a great family car, but it's also cool enough that you can turn up to a show in it.
Yeah,
well.
It is, yeah. And also, I've never had any luck with PD engines, ever.
No.
Everyone I've ever had has always been blowy uppy.
Mm. I've just had an update from James from Reedish. And James from Reedish, he doesn't do like text messages.
No, no.
He does voice notes all the time.
ADHD's kicked in again.
Yeah, a little bit. So I don't know what it says. It might be good news, bad news about the E46 M3 Touring build that will be revealed at Shedfest. Should we just listen to it? And if it's like really damning and he just slates us all, then we'll just delete
we'll
it
edit
the podcast.
It. Yeah.
Sorry, James. I hope you're all right with this. Yeah, all right. I'm fine with that, mate. Don't worry. You can put your on podcast. He's from Bristol. Here we go. Oh, wait.
Engine bay finish.
Oh.
So we are painting the engine bay. We've actually painted the engine bay.
Oh.
We've done it body color, which is Technoviolet 299/4. And it looks fantastic.
They are
we just had a sudden thought that we didn't actually consult you on that finish. I'm sorry. We can change it if you prefer. It wasn't body color before. It was like a, what would you call it, Dave? Like
gray.
A dark, but it's not black, but it's like dark.
Was it really?
Dark blue, sort of.
Like a gray.
Weird. It basically wasn't body colour, but some of the BMW individual paints have that dark engine bay finish. That just must be the base colour of it. So first question is, do you want it as it came in, like a dark blue sort of base
colour
for BMW
individual
paints?
Like they've done, right?
Yeah.
Or do you want it techno-violet in the engine bay as well? And the second question is on the lacquer finish. Now, all the factory finished engine bays of this year of vehicle would
Satin.
Be like a matte
Satin.
Sort of lacquer.
Yeah.
So it'd be protected, but it's matte, as in it's not got much of a shine to it. That's just the way they
gloss.
Do their engine bays and their interiors.
You go gloss.
Is that okay as well? Or did you want
I would
to
go gloss
choose
as well.
Something different? I mean, the only options are, the only other option is gloss, for example, but they didn't do that until they got to later models, sort of 2005 onwards. If you could let
gloss.
Us know on that, if it's possible to let us know this afternoon,
gloss.
That'd be wonderful. We're
imagine
we're
like the engine just sitting shimmering in a glossy engine bay.
I would do gloss.
Hello, James. Thanks for the message. By the way, you were live on the podcast. I just decided to play the message on the podcast. So they are everyone is also listening to my response to you, which is quite funny. Techno-violet for the interior for the engine bay would be fantastic, and we all agree on gloss.
Yeah.
Gloss,
James. Thank you. Goodbye.
Love you,
James. Bye. He is so like, Reedish, genuinely, are so legit.
Yeah.
It makes my head hurt.
Very OCD.
Yeah.
Oh, my
fantastic.
God. They know every technical dimension of everything to do with a BMW.
Yeah.
And the whole build has been so immaculately documented and every part has been laid out.
Yeah.
even down to the minutiae of like zinc plated bolts and nuts and everything. Here's everything we're going to be using. Here's it. Like genuinely, they are.
Like there's been a few things where like the bolts are slightly different, where they've obviously been changed over time. And they're looking at them going, oh, I think you'll find that's actually not a factory bolt there.
No, yeah,
you would never know. You would never know, but they know.
Just imagine we might be something like that if we didn't have ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, I don't think so. I think we are wired wrong.
Yes.
excuse me. Anyway, let's now move it on to 20 questions. And here is your host. It's me. It's me.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That was good build up, wasn't it?
Yeah. What are you picking?
Okay.
What are you picking?
Okay. I've got a car in mind. You need to figure out what car that is. No more than 20 questions. And I can only answer with yes or no answers.
Is it European?
I'd like you to play at home.
Is it European?
Yes.
Is it British?
No. Come on, we've got to rattle through these.
French?
No.
German?
No.
It's Swedish.
Yes.
Oh shit. Is it a Volvo V70R?
No.
Is it a Volvo?
Yes.
Is it a P1800?
No.
Is it pre-2000s?
No.
Oh, he's gonna pick another boring family car.
Is it a Volvo XC90?
No.
10.
Is it a Volvo XC something?
Yes.
Is it a Volvo XC60?
No.
Did they do an XC30?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it a Volvo XC30?
No.
Says. I did 70, didn't I?
Yeah. Did they do an XC50?
I don't know.
I don't think you did 70.
We did 70.
XC70?
Is it a Volvo XC70?
No, they don't exist.
Okay.
You bitch. I don't know. Is it a Volvo XC50?
No.
Don't exist.
15.
Does that exist?
I don't know. It's a Volvo XC car.
15. You've got 5 questions.
Oh. Is it a Volvo XC70 cross country?
No.
No, he just said the 70 doesn't exist.
Yeah, it does. You can get an XC70 cross country. It's like the V70, but
you can't get an XC70.
Does it have cross country in the title?
No. Fine, come on, you are rattling. You got 3 more questions.
What the hell?
You nailed down the fact that it was a Volvo, like question 6.
Yeah, and it was an XC, and we've been through all of the XCs.
Mm. 3 more questions.
Did they do like an XC20?
No.
An XC10?
No.
XC40?
We did XC30.
XC40?
I think I did that.
We haven't done an XC40, but I don't think it's a car.
Should we Google it?
No, you can't Google it.
XC1. Did they do like a massive one? Is there an XC like 100?
XC100D.
Is it an XC110?
I did an XC90. It's not an XC90.
No, we've already done that. He said no.
Mm.
Do you want to use it again?
No, you said no to it.
Come on.
XC80.
No.
Nope. 2 more questions.
You silly old bean.
What? You're not coming up with anything better.
Come on.
What?
Come on. Go on. Go on, girls.
So it's not an XC90.
No.
We did an XC80.
Yeah.
We did an XC70.
Yeah. We did a 50.
We did a 50.
Yeah.
We didn't do a 60, did we? Did we do a 60?
We did a 60.
Yeah.
We did 60.
We did a 40.
No, we didn't do 40.
Is it a Volvo XC40?
It's a Volvo XC40! You got that at question 19. Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow. And you had the manufacturer at question 6.
We had the model at question 10.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, that's funny.
I was going to say, is it a Volvo XC90 Ocean race? But...
I would have loved to have won that. Right, anyway, I hope you got that at question like 1, probably. topic. We're moving on to the topic. Topic title is, I'm over SUVs.
You say that next week you'll fancy another one. No,
I'm actually over SUVs.
You'll get in my E53 or something ridiculous like that and you'll go,
Let's start with that. Okay, E53, X5, fantastic car.
Brilliant.
Quirky, retro.
By quirky, you mean the door handles fall off.
The door handles do fall off. X5 has got progressively worse, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because we've got the E70, which is one that Rory bought.
Yep.
Yeah.
You hate.
I don't like it anymore.
No. Then we have the thing that I bought, whatever that is.
F15.
And I bought that because I wanted something to tow with and be able to do everything. Like, jack of all trades. Day one, very, very happy. Progressively, I've got more and more bored with the fact that it's doing less than 30 mpg.
Mm.
The fact that when I'm driving it, I feel like I'm standing up. And the fact I look around and I just think, I just don't need this space all of the time.
You said a few days after you bought it, you liked the fact that it was high up.
Yeah, but then it's just got too high. It's just too much.
How does it get too high?
I don't know.
He raised the seat up.
I raised the seat up, yeah. But it's just too much. It is too much. It's too ostentatious. And I bought it a bit of a whim. Bit of a whim purchase.
No. You needed it for the business.
I did need it for the business. Without that, the business would have crumbled. Yeah, you're right.
As Alex keeps saying, yeah, but I did some towing with it.
I did.
Big
I did
Pete
four
was
lots
perfectly
of towing.
Working during the time
I did
that
four
did
lots
towing.
Of towing. And out of those four times, I could have probably used my F11 for most of those times. So basically, the F15 X5, I'm over. I'm done with.
Okay.
It's got transfer box issues. So, Taylor, you're going to sell it for me. You're going to fix it
and
sell
it. I'm going to fix it and sell it.
And in the meantime, I'm back in my favourite car.
Which is?
My F11.
Mm.
You never should have stopped using that.
Yeah. Well, there's probably a reason deep down that I didn't sell it. And it's been sitting out here for like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to go to Chris, but I never got it fixed because the rocker cover gasket needs doing.
Is it still smelling of oil?
No. So I think when there's a certain amount of oil in the engine, that's when it starts to...
That is impossible.
Out.
No.
Something happens, all right? But it has been pissing. It's now no longer pissing.
How can an oil leak can't just stop?
Well, that's what's happened.
Brilliant.
Because I haven't had that ingress of...
What mpg are you getting now?
Oh, like 45.
That is fantastic. Nice.
And I get... And the one thing that I think sealed the deal, I got in to the unit in my X5 and, you know, just like bits of trim, just... rattle about a little bit and it just doesn't feel, it feels more like an afterthought car.
It feels less premium, doesn't it?
It feels way less premium.
Yeah.
Way less premium. I know, like the fit and finish is not great.
Me and Taylor took it the other day, your F11, and we were sitting it and I think the seats are a lot more comfortable.
They're way
well.
More comfortable, yeah.
Yeah, like,
and just the quality and the thought that's gone into the dashboard layout and even the door cards and stuff, it is just so much more premium. There's more curves, it just flows better. And it just feels so much nicer.
Is it also because you find it a bit hard to park an SUV?
Well, that is true. Yeah, no, with
recent... No, I've got a tow bar on it.
Recent times. Yeah, but that tow bars didn't make a difference.
It would have done to your car.
No, it wouldn't.
I would have smashed straight into that.
No, no.
It was your dodgy parking that made me crash into you.
So
I was very stressed as well. I was ill.
No, I've got two things to bring up about your crash. Right.
Yeah.
Number one, I can see exactly how Alex did it. Would you like me to demonstrate? Right. So it's this.
The seat was a bit far back. So for everyone listening, what did you just do?
I just put my
arm over the passenger seat and
looked out the rear window and didn't use any of my mirrors because that is what Alex does.
Didn't use any of your mirrors and didn't look out the front or your side window.
No.
Because if you'd done any of those things, you would have seen my car.
I didn't expect you to be parked so illegally, Rory.
The car had been parked there all day.
So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
That's how you crashed, isn't it? Because you had your arm over the rear seat and you weren't looking at your mirrors.
Fine.
You were looking out the rear window.
Yep.
Secondly, I wasn't going to bring it up, but I am going to bring it up because it's quite funny and it makes for quite good podcast content. Rory didn't park it there, I did.
You parked it there!
You bloody did, didn't you?
Because it was blocking my trailer in and I moved it over there.
So every time I bitched at Rory, he's taking it like a little bitch he is.
Yeah, but it was me.
So you owe him a full restoration.
No, you still crashed into it.
Let's go halves. Let's go halves.
No.
Yes.
No, I can't.
If it wasn't parked there, then I wouldn't have crashed into it.
I spent all my money on restoring my 6 Series this month.
I can't believe you crashed into my car.
I didn't crash into it.
No, you did.
He was crashing into it.
Can we admit it's Taylor's fault?
So not only owe me a pressure washer.
Yeah.
Because you tried to kill Robin.
Oh, yeah. I did electrocute Robin with your pressure washer.
Yeah, Taylor managed to run my pressure washer over and then just thought that he chewed through the wire.
I taped it
up. And then he then thought he'd just tape it up. So then when next time Robin was using it, it got in a little bit of water and then electrocuted the whole machine.
So just to put it into perspective, the wire was on the floor, obviously, and the water got into the cable and travelled through all of the water that was on the floor and your postbox, which Robin was leaning on.
Oh, shit.
And the electricity travelled through the postbox and electrocuted Robin.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have the public liability for this.
I think it was fantastic.
I do have public liability. But so
you owe me a pressure washer and a new car.
No, the pressure washer just needs repairing, just to get a bit of tape.
No, it doesn't work anymore. It fried
it. I didn't crash into it. I just parked it there.
You fried the pressure washer.
You parked into my moving Range Rover.
So I've had no liability in this at all. I parked my car where it should be.
Yeah. Anyway, look, it was all scripted anyway. The car should have been there. I should have driven into it. It just all adds colour.
Yes.
And then in other news, I then started driving Big Pete and now it's broken again.
Have you got any functional cars at the moment?
You're not taking this home, by the way.
You actually haven't, have you?
You can't drive this home. This is not a personal car.
Because your Jag's in the body shop.
Yeah.
Your E46 has got a seized caliper.
Yeah. You're going to have to ride home.
Your Z4 is at Bruno's still.
Getting a stage unknown.
The E28's having a full restoration at Ty's body shop. And correct me if I'm wrong, your Land Rover doesn't start because it's got a flat battery.
And I can't get to the flat battery because it's underneath the seats. And the seats are bolted in.
You've broken
Jesus
Big Pete.
Christ.
So you literally have no form of transportation at the moment.
Well, you're not taking this home because, as you said, Big Pete is broken.
No, I'm taking it home.
Are you not?
No, whatever's broken is broken now.
It's a crew car. You're not using it for personal use.
Well, you shouldn't crash into my car then.
I don't care.
You can't crash into my car.
I can.
This is my courtesy. This is my courtesy car.
No, there's no courtesy.
All right, I'll have your insurance details.
Fine.
Here we go.
All right.
I'm paying for the repair, you moron.
Will you two pack it in?
Jesus.
Alex hasn't realised as well that the Jag is actually on his insurance.
It's on my insurance. Well, it's on Greenlight's insurance. Thank you very much, Greenlight, for insuring all of our shit.
Oh, that's funny.
Jesus, you're not going to get a claim because Rory's a dickhead.
Just keep him happy because otherwise he's going to eat all of our French fancies again.
Oh, God, he's eating all of them. Right, SUVs, I'm done with. I am back in my F11 530D. It's ULEZ compliant. It doesn't have AdBlue. And I am so happy. I love that car more than I've loved any modern car. And it's great. I even said to you, Taylor, before, didn't I? I want to put some nice wheels on it, blah, blah, blah. So I would like to get some nice wheels. Yeah, like 18s.
Yeah, that would be
maximum 19s. Mm. Yeah, give it a bit of a zhuzh. Clean it up a little bit. And the headrest as well is a bit disgusting. Because
you always wear it out with your head.
I do, with my head. I'm very good at that.
Yes. But it is a good car, that.
It is.
We do like a 5 Series touring. Yeah. And I think Big Pete, if you ever need to tow, just use Big Pete.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. I should have just listened to myself from day one.
Or listened to Rory and me.
Sorry, you've apologised. Thank God you've apologised. Finally.
The thing is with Alex, he usually is 5 steps behind where I'm actually thinking at the time. But it just takes him a bit longer to catch up. Once he does, he's fine. He then catches up.
I don't know what's worse, is that or how stubborn he is.
I'm not stubborn.
Oh, you are so stubborn.
Shut up. My wife, Rianne, would disagree.
I'm not sure. But anyway, what are we saying?
Right.
What's next?
Audience feedback. So this is from Andrew. And he said, all right, gents, I just wanted to applaud you on the job you are all doing. Not you, Rory. He says you're a piece of shit. He hates you. You are helping so many people. It's incredible. Again, not you, Rory. You should make people's lives difficult.
No, you're helping people. Yeah, like body shop repairers.
I personally have suffered with depression for around 20 years, and this has unfortunately progressed into anxiety. Thankfully, I'm able to manage it, and the intrusive thoughts no longer take over. However, I have distanced myself from people. I do have my family, which I wouldn't be without, but good friends are non-existent. I know it's on me, but when I feel I have found a place in the world, it seems to fall apart. Listening to you three fart about, slag each other off, and just generally enjoy the banter, it feels like I am part of that in such a strange way. And I think that it's incredibly impressive and rare thing to achieve. You are able to draw your viewers and listeners in as if they are there. So I would personally like to thank you for everything. Your podcasts and videos keep me company at work and at home, and they make me feel part of something. Thank you, Andrew. That's a very nice message, isn't it?
That's lovely, yeah.
So, Andrew, you are now part of this discussion. Rory, you owe me money. Andrew, you're with me on this. You owe me money because that car was parked illegally.
Which we've now just found out was Taylor's.
Okay, so you owe me money for the full restoration. You also owe, Andrew, bear with me, you also owe him money for a new pressure washer.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm now... But you owe me money.
Why?
Oh.
You would just owe me money.
Oh, I do actually owe you money for the work that you do. Work? So, it's not work, is it? It's not really work. You turn up late.
Let's be honest.
You eat all the food.
And you had nearly 2 weeks off while we were off as well.
Exactly.
Let's be honest, none of us really do work.
Why don't we let Andrew decide? Andrew, if you wouldn't mind, can you write into the same podcast email and tell me if I should actually pay?
It's definitely Alex. It owes us money. Yeah.
Pay Taylor.
And you owe Rory money for the inconvenience. He's without his car.
Yeah, £180 a day for a defender.
Right. Okay. Jesus Christ.
But Andrew, plus £50 a day insurance.
Yes.
Andrew, thank you very much for writing that in. It does always mean a lot to us. And it is like, it's easy to get carried away with YouTube and doing podcasts and forget that, you know, it is not for a lot of people just entertainment.
Mm.
It is a means of escape.
Yeah.
If watching us mess about and me slapping his ass,
which is painful.
I did the best slap on your ass, didn't I?
Oh my God.
In the Tesla video,
that
which comes out.
Worst, yeah.
In the Tesla video that came out yesterday, because we are again 2 days late on the podcast.
Yeah,
apologies.
That was really
But that
painful.
Actually really hurt my ass.
It hurt my ass more than it
that hurt your
hand.
Ass.
Let me.
Me slapping his ass hurt my ass.
It jiggled your body so much that it hurt your ass.
Oh, Jesus God. Christ. Yeah. And on that sexy note, should we call it?
Yeah.
It's been a good podcast. Thank you very much for bearing with us. Please email us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Nearly.
Slight delay. There, wasn't it? Yeah. Feel free to DM us on Instagram. You are Rory.Mackay.
Yep.
You are non-existent. So
Taylor Hetherington _.
Thank you.
Taylor made cars and classics.
Who's Taylor?
I don't know. Someone's nicked it.
Yeah. Good on you. And I'm Auto Alex. Thank you very much for watching, listening. Whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. Have a great week and great weekend. Hopefully enjoy some sun. It's spring.
It is. Look, we've got sunroof open. We're in t-shirts.
We are.
The summer is ready.
We're
going to get our cars ready for show season. We're going to have some fun.
We are indeed. And again, a reminder, to get your Shedfest tickets. And also the Auto Alex shop is well and truly open. We've got some really, really cool designs there. So go check out the Auto Alex shop and buy some really nice merch. We're very proud of it. Anyway, from us, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. We'll see you, listen to you with our ear holes and eye holes next week.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.